Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
The use of any prohibited substance can be dangerous to an athlete's reputation and, more importantly, their health. Substances and methods are prohibited if they meet any two of three criteria. 1. They are performance enhancing. 2. Contrary to the spirit of sport. Or 3. They can have serious health consequences. The Athlete's Guide to Avoiding Prohibited Substances and Methods is the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA prohibited list, one of 5 WADA international standards. The list is divided into 3 categories, identifying substances and methods prohibited at all times, substances prohibited only in competition, and those prohibited in particular sporting disciplines. In this edition of JADCO and You, we highlight the 6 classes of substances that are prohibited at all times. The first class of substances prohibited at all times is non-approved substances, meaning any drug which has not been previously approved for medical use by the relevant health authorities. Anabolic agents like steroids is the second class of substances in this category. The third is peptide hormones, growth factors, related substances, and mimetics. These are popular for their muscle-building capabilities and for fighting inflammation, but their use also has some dangerous side effects.
The problem with anabolic steroids is that they cause the long-term liver and kidney failure. They may also have cardiovascular side effects, meaning that your heart has to work a lot harder and it may actually affect the heart muscle itself. So you may find that some athletes would be getting heart attacks in their 40s. The ovaries in females that produce some of the sex hormones, those tend to shrink, or you may end up with amenorrhea, meaning our irregular periods in general, because you no longer have this tightly regulated cycle. So you may end up with infertility as a result. And in males, it may result in shrinkage of the testes, and it may affect your libido, your sex drive in general.
President of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, Dr. Alfred Dawes. The fourth class of substances on the list are beta-2 agonists. While their use is prohibited, consideration is given to athletes suffering from asthma or other respiratory illnesses.
Beta-2 agonists are used to widen the airways in persons suffering from asthma and COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, where their airways leading from the nose to the lungs, they are narrowed because of chronic inflammation. Any athlete who is taking a beta-2 agonist, they must have a therapeutic use exemption.
Possible side effects from the use of beta-2 agonists include heart palpitations, headache, nausea, muscle cramps, dizziness, among others. Hormone and metabolic modulators like insulin, for example, constitute the 5th class of substances prohibited at all times.
If insulin is taken, it can cause an increase in muscle growth that would give you a competitive advantage, but would have the side effect of suppressing natural insulin production in the body, and you may have the risk of having hypoglycemia or a low blood sugar, and with its attendant complications of coma and even death.
The final class of substances in this category is diuretics and masking agents.
Diuretics are essentially drugs that are used to make one urinate a lot. What athletes are doing is to use this as a masking agent by basically using it to flush the system of other banned substances that they may be using. As a result of passing out significant amounts of water, the athlete may end up being severely dehydrated, and with it comes low blood pressure, cardiac complications. They may end up with dizziness. They may actually fall into a coma because enough blood is not getting to the brain and the brain is dehydrated.
President of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, Dr. Alfred Dawes. For more information on the health consequences of doping, contact JADCO's offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call them at 929-3500. You can also log on to jadco.gov.jm, and you can keep up with JADCO on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. That's it for this month's JADCO and You. Till next time, remember, you don't need to dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.